This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to the Chanukah edition of the Shir. The Shir, we're continuing on Sefer Bereishis. The Shir of 5786 are dedicated by the Israeli family, Lili Nishmas Malka Bas Yosef, Gan Eden Temenuchasa. She should be Melitza Yishara for her whole family. For Simcha Sanachas, Adbias Goel Tzedek. Sefer Bereishis is dedicated by Dr. Zakaim Umishpachta, Lila Nishmas of Shamal Yezeb ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakaim, Leiloi Nishmas Rivka Bas Tovia Levi, and Rav Dov ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvia Koyen. Tonight's shir is dedicated as a zechus for a shidduch for David Yehuda ben Miran Fega Rachel. Or maybe you should say Miral. Either way, he should find his zivug hagun b'karev mamish. Tonight's shir is dedicated Rav Aryeh and Michelle Jacobson l'kaved the afruf and upcoming wedding of their nephew Hillel Jacobson to Ariella Weintraub. They should be zecha to build the bayis naman b'Yisrael. Okay, welcome everyone. Freilichen Chanukah. We have an amazing topic tonight. We're going to talk about what exactly is the mitzvah of the menorah. We know hadlaka oisa mitzvah, which presumably means the act of igniting the licht, the candle, is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to place the menorah, the mitzvah is to light the menorah. And yet the Gemara says that if one is not able to light the menorah, you still may make a bracha, which is very unusual. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Gimel, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah, tzorech levarech. If you light the ner of Chanukah, you need to make a bracha. For Rav Yirmiya Amar, Rav Yirmiya says no. Haroya ner shel Chanukah, tzorech levarech. If you merely see the light of Chanukah, you make a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Yoim Rishon, on the first day, Haroya mevarech beis. If you see the ner Chanukah, you make two brachas. Umadlik mevarech gimel. If you light the ner Chanukah, you make three brachas. Mikan ve'ilach, from here on, madlik mevarech shtayim. If you light the menorah, you make two brachas. Veroya mevarech achas. If you see, you make one bracha.
What bracha?
So, on the first night, the madlik makes lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Sha'asa nisim lahavaseinu, and shehechiyanu. The Roya makes Sha'asa nisim lahavaseinu and shehechiyanu. What about lahadlik? Obviously he can't make lahadlik, he's not actually lighting. But Sha'asa nisim he will make. This is a very unusual halacha. When do we ever find a concept where someone who doesn't perform the mitzvah and is a bystander and watches the mitzvah makes a bracha on the mitzvah?
And what happens if he's walking down the street and sees 14
menorahs, making 14. One time. So the question is there any other paradigm? Is there any precedent to this idea that if you don't do a mitzvah and you watch a mitzvah, you make a bracha? So Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav says, let's say you don't have a lulav and you see the guy next to you, he's shaking. Do you make a bracha, Sha'asa Nisim? Do you make a bracha, Shechianu? No, what about sukkah? Let's say you're not sitting in a sukkah. You're in your dining room, and your neighbor is in the sukkah. So, do you make a bracha, Sha'asa Nisim? Because, after all, he's commemorating the Anani HaKavod, and I'm watching him, or I'm looking at the schach. Do you make Sha'asa Nisim? No. What about mezuzah? Let's say I don't put up a mezuzah, I see your mezuzah. Do I make any brachas? No. So then why do I make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? Why would Ner Chanukah be different? This is the kasha of Tosfos and Sukkah Mem Vav on number 3 on your sheet. It says Tosfos, Bishar mitzvois kagain lulav v'sukkah loitakinu levarach l'roya. Ela legabe Ner Chanukah. Why? Mishum chavivus hanes. The miracle is so beloved, is so dear, that Chazal were masakin brachos for merely looking at the menorah. Which, by the way, it's interesting. Okay. What if you're not looking at it? What if you smell the oil burning? Do you make a bracha then? No. You have to actually see it. You have to see it So what are you accomplishing by seeing the menorah? Obviously, something is being achieved by seeing the menorah. Is there any other mitzvah that you would make a bracha if you see it? No, there is no other mitzvah in the whole Torah that you make a bracha just by looking at it. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mekadesh levana. But yeah, I mean, is there any other mitzvah where you have an action, and if you don't do the act, and you see other people, no, kiddush levana not. If I watch you be mekadesh levana, I don't make kiddush levana. I have to do it myself. You don't find any other precedent where if I don't do the mitzvah myself, I merely watch it, you make a bracha. So that's the first answer of Tosis, because of chavivus hanes. Also, Tosis says, it's out of compassion. Most people have a lulav. Most people have a sukkah, but not everybody has a home. People don't have a home. A sukkah, what does a sukkah cost? A few bucks. What does a lulav cost? But not everybody has a home. They're homeless people. So how are they supposed to make a bracha on Chanukah? If you don't have a home, you don't light the Chanukah licht. You're not allowed to light the Chanukah. The mitzvah is not on the person, it's on the bias. So this is on the bias. What if you don't have a bias? So therefore Chazal enacted that if you don't have a bias, you can make the bracha on someone else's bias. So now Tosis is bothered. So then why don't we say the same thing with mezuzah? If you don't have a bias, you can't put up a mezuzah. So why weren't Chazal masakin that you can make a bracha looking at someone else's mezuzah? So therefore Tosis says, the first reason is the correct reason. The reason is not because there are people who don't have a bias. The reason is, al tzchavivus hamitzvah, you can make a bracha ner Chanukah, even though, by the way, so then, you know, we don't say, we have a svar of chavivus hamitzvah, let's say by Megillah, where normally the halacha is that if two voices cannot be heard, shrei kali loy mishtamoy, you know, I had in our shul on Rosh Hashanah, there was a baby crying. So everybody says, you know, let's be nice. It's very nice, you want to be nice, but then nobody in the shul is, you'd say, the tkia shofar. If a baby cries and there's tkia shofar simultaneously, no one is, you'd say, the mitzvah. Why? You can't hear two things at the same time. Trei kali loy mishtamai. So I had the unfortunate job of going into the ladies section and asking the mother to please bring her baby home. Now, I didn't have to actually say anything. It was obvious. When there was a surprise visitor, you know, but Trei kali loy mishtamai, that's the halacha. What do you mean I could hear it? It's very nice you claim you could hear it. Halacha says you're not yoytze, not lechatchila, and not b'diyeved. Trei, what about Megillas Esther? Let's say two people are reading the Megillah. Yoytze or lo yoytze? Yoytze, why? Chavivus hanes, since we love the Purim story so much, Trei kali mishtamoi by the Megillah. So we have a similar story by Megillas Esther. However, we don't say that if you can hear the Megillah, if you're just looking at other people reading the Megillah, you're yoytze. Only by Chanukah we say, if you see the Ner Chanukah, you're yoytze. Also, no, by no other mitzvahs.
I have chavivus mitzvah for most of the things that I do.
That's what you claim. That's your opinion. You claim you have chavivus hamitzvah. Just because you have that,
I know I have it.
Just because you have the Rebbe's holder for the lulav, yeah, that doesn't change the halachic status of chaviv. We don't necessarily, we only say it by lulav, by Megillas Esther, and by Ner Chanukah. Now, Tosis gives a third reason. Tosis says, what bracha do you want a guy who looks at a lulav to say? He's obviously not going to say al netilas lulav. So what's he going to say? Shasanisim? The guy who takes the lulav doesn't make a shasanisim. You're going to have to invent a new bracha for the roya. We don't invent new brachas for an onlooker or for sukkah. What bracha do you want him to say? Leishev basukkah? He's not in the sukkah. So you want him to say shasanisim? There is no shasanisim. We're not going to make new brachas for the onlooker. So that's another approach of Tosis. However, recently they unearthed a manuscript of a student of the Rashba. It's called Sefer HaPardes, the Rabbi Asher ben Rabbi Chaim. And he deals with this question. He says, first of all, the din that if you don't light, if you see someone else light, you make a bracha, that's only if you're not going to light yourself. If you're going to light yourself, then you rely on your own bracha that you're going to make. But why were Chazal misaking a bracha on Rias Menorah, and they were not misaking for any other mitzvah? So the Talmud of Rashba says, Bishar mitzvahs, on the fifth line, Kagoyin Sukkah V'lulav, Loi Tiknu L'varach L'Raya, Ela B'ner Chanukah. Why? He brings from one opinion of Tosfos, Mishum Chibav HaMitzvah. And he brings another answer of Tosfos, their people don't have houses. And Tosfos says the first answer is correct. However, the Talmud of the Rashba says, with all due respect, right? With all due respect means that the guy is dead wrong, right? Every rabbi knows that if somebody comes over to you and say, Rabbi, with all due respect, they're about to, criticize you. So I like to say, I'll take any criticism you want, just not constructive criticism. I'll take criticism, but I don't take constructive criticism. Because people say, would you mind some constructive, what other kinds of criticism are, you want destructive criticism? Anyway, the Talmud Rashba says that the Ein Bezeh U'Bezeh Tam Bereach, neither answer of Tosfos has taste or smell, meaning he doesn't agree with it. Ela Nirali, why you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? On Ri'iyah more than any other mitzvah, l'fi shener Chanukah oisazikarain l'neis kishenichnasu yivanam haheichal. When you light the menorah, you're making a commemoration of when the Greeks enter the heichal. V'havale kiroya makom shenasu b'nisim l'avoseinu. It becomes like the place that a miracle was done to your forefathers that you're chayiv to make a bracha. In other words, like this: when you eat matzah, if I watch you eat matzah, I'm not going to make a bracha. Why would I make a bracha? I'm not doing the mitzvah, and I'm just looking at you. Or if I see you sitting in the sukkah, why would I make a bracha? I'm just watching you. But when you light the menorah, you're literally in the place where your forefathers had their oil defiled, and then a miracle happened, and then they lit the menorah, and it lasted for 8 days. What's the halacha if you pass a spot where a miracle happened to your ancestor? You make a bracha, right? Sha'asa neis la'avoisai b'makom hazeh. I had a shiloh when I was in, when I visited Auschwitz. Do I make a bracha? My grandfather was miraculously saved. Do I make a bracha? I did. Sha'asa neis la'avoisai b'makom hazeh. If you go to a place where a miracle happened, that's... You disagree, but the Poskim agree. That's why I did it. So...
They don't mention Auschwitz.
Yeah, they do. Sure they do. But what do you think? Yeah. The Poskim discuss. If you go to the camps where your ancestors were, and they were saved miraculously, you make a bracha. You could see there's a shir on it, on TorahAnytime.com. But, so when you see a menorah, what does it miraculously mean?
They were liberated by the soldiers. Do you make a bracha?
I don't mean, my grandfather was in the crematoria and he was pulled out in the last minute. So that
sounds like a nice.
I think so, I would say so.
My parents were there, but they...
But I can't make a bracha because your mother was saved. That's not going to help me. But
I was there at the gas chamber. Next time I go, I make a bracha.
Doesn't this contradict a shiur from last week about the...
Okay, one second.
Why we're even lighting...
So one second. So when we light the menorah, it's considered like... You're witnessing the spot where a miracle was done for your forefathers, and in such a place you make a bracha, sha'asa nisim la'avoseinu. So when we light the menorah, even if I'm not lighting, I'm just watching it, the same way if I see a place where a miracle was done to my forefathers, make a bracha, so if I see the lighting of the menorah, I also make a bracha. Now, what do you mean, the place where it happened to my ancestors? My ancestors didn't live in the five towns. When the miracle happened in Chanukah, it happened in Yerushalayim. It happened in the Makom HaMikdash. It didn't happen in Brooklyn. You know that. You know that the miracle of Chanukah did not happen in Brooklyn. Jewish life did not begin in Brooklyn. The miracle of Hanukkah happened in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Talmud HaRashba saying? That the reason why the Roya makes a bracha on Ner Chanukah more than any other mitzvah is because it's analogous to a case where I see a makayim. In other words, the reason we make this bracha, normally a Roya only makes a bracha if he sees the makayim where a miracle happened. So when you see the lighting of the menorah, are you seeing a place where a miracle happened? Apparently he's understanding that the way we're supposed to look at the menorah is, this is the place where a miracle happened to our forefathers, which fits very well in what we, this is what you're saying. It mamish fits beautifully with what we said last week, that the menorah was only enacted after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as a continuity, as a continuation of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Ran says, the reason why you're not allowed to be Nene from the Or of Ner Chanukah, the reason why it's Asur L'shtamish L'Oira, is because we treat the menorah in your home like the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's the reason. Why you're not allowed to get Hanukkah from the menorah? Because we treat it like the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. So even though my menorah is in the window in the five towns, it's like it's in Yerushalayim. It's treated like the menorah on the Beis HaMikdash. So you can make the Roya could say, Sha'asa nisim la'avoyseinu, because this is the makayim. The matzah is just commemorative of the matzah they ate in Egypt. But the way they enacted the mitzvah of menorah is they treated it like the menorah on the Beis HaMikdash. So you're making the bracha on the makayim. That seems to be the lamdus of this Talmud of the Rashba. But let's try to take this further. Because the Talmud of the Rashba is saying, the reason why this is the only time a Roya, an onlooker, makes a bracha is because this is the only time where we could say this spot is the Makayim. Right? You understand the lamdas that he's saying? We treat the Chefza Shel Mitzvah as the Makayim where the miracle happened. But is there any value in the seeing itself? So we have an amazing tshuva here. Shaus HaTshuvas Shev Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Kohen Tzedek, Rabbi Yaakov Papersh, he was the Rav in Frankfurt in the 18th century. And when the Ramchal came to Frankfurt, he had to appear before the Bezin of Rabbi Yaakov Papersh. And Rabbi Yaakov Papersh made the Ramchal take an oath that he wouldn't study Kabbalah anymore. Okay, so he was a fierce opponent of Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. He was a great Goyin. And he says that when Chazal say Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah, Simen Chav Beis, that means, as opposed to if you light, because you just needed light, and then you say, it happens to be, I lit a candle, let it be for Chanukah. No, you're not Yoytze, you didn't light it for Chanukah. But the mitzvah is not only to light, the mitzvah is also to look at it. The mitzvah of menorah is not only to light, it's also a mitzvah to look at it to remember the miracle. And you know what the raya is? Haneirois halalu, which we say, Haneirois halalu is a very early tefillah. It's found in the Torah. It's based on Masechta Soifrim. We say like this, Ein lanu rishus l'hishtamesh bahen, ela l'roisan bilvad. You can't use it, only look at it. That's mashma. As long as you're not allowed to use it, there's a mitzvah to look at it. Meaning, the mitzvah is to look at the neirois for 30 minutes. The mitzvah is to light it and to look at it for 30 minutes. Why do you need to put in oil so much? Why do you need to put in so much oil? If the mitzvah is only to light it, so put in oil for 1 minute. Why do you need to put in a half hour's worth of oil? Must be, you put in a half hour's oil in order to look at it for 30 minutes. And now we understand why in Shul they light the menorah before Maariv. Why in the world are they lighting before Maariv? It's too early. It's too early. You should light it after Maariv. After Maariv, it's already, that's the optimum time. 13 to 18 minutes after the Shkia is the optimum time to light the menorah. Why in the world are they lighting the menorah in Shul before Maariv? The answer is, because says Rabbi Yaakov Papersh, if they're going to light in the Shul after Maariv, they're going to light in, everyone's going to walk out, and then they're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So they light it before Maariv, so the whole Maariv, people don't know what to do themselves, because everybody knows you're not allowed to bring a phone into a Shul. You're saying, is anyone allowed to bring a... Yes, if your mother's not Jewish, you could bring the phone into the shul. Did I ever mention that?
Does a blind man have a
phone? No, but a blind man can't bring a phone into a shul either. But, now, so what's the guy supposed to do? He's so addicted to his phone, the whole, he's feeling himself, he's having false vibrations, he doesn't know what to do during Maariv. So at least he could, like, look at the menorah. You know, it helps calm his addiction. But says the Rabbi Yaakov Papersh, if we're going to light the menorah after Maariv, everyone's going to go home and miss the Ikar Mitzvah, or part of the Ikar Mitzvah, namely to look at the Neiros. Therefore, we light before Maariv. And therefore, he says, for this very reason, it is not correct to light the menorah in your house and then go say, oh, okay, I have to go to Maariv now. No, then you lose out. You lose out the chelek of the mitzvah of looking at the menorah. They recently, not so recently, I've seen it already for 20 years, although I can't get my hands on it. There's a sefer called Makar Chaim of the Chavos Ya'er, Piskei Tshuvos of Rabbi Yoel Bachrach, Rabbi Yoel Bachrach. And he says, Ikur HaMitzvah, Hushayia HaMadlik Eitzel HaNeirois, Chatzi Shah, Lirois Oysam L'smayach Behem. The Ikur Mitzvah is that the lighter stands by the candles for 30 minutes and rejoices in them. Why? Because as a commemoration that, you know, we say in the Alanisim, think about it, they won the war and they lit Neirois Bechatzros Kochecha. This is not talking about lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash that there was enough oil to last for one day and it lasted 8 days. Out of joy for the military victory, they lit Neirois. So too, to express our joy for Hanukkah, we light the Neirois. We're supposed to be Mesameach with the Neirois. V'loy sagi sheyadlik v'yelech le'amakam. It's not enough to light the candles and book. Now, I have to be consistent. Is this the halacha? No. Do we paskin this way? No. Does the Mishnah Berurah bring this down? No. We paskin, you light the menorah, and you're yotzei the mitzvah. And let's say you need to go somewhere after 10 seconds, you could go. That's the halacha. But these are two very eminent poskim that do understand that part of the mitzvah of Aner Chanukah is also to look at the mitzvah. It's not normative psak halacha, but these are great poskim. In other words, what I'm bringing out, it's not just an inyan, you know, it's not just an inyan. There are poskim that say that it's a very critical part of the mitzvah is to look at the neiros. Now, true. Okay. I mean, but it's more than chavivas hamitzvah, because nobody says you should sit in the, you know, sit and look at your lulav and esrog. You know, after davening, sit there and look at your lulav and esrog.
He does.
even he doesn't do that. No.
Nobody has what I have.
In fact, take a look in number 6, the Yisoid v'Shorash HaAvoda, which is more of a sefer of Musar and saintly practice. He says, right after you light the first candle, you should say right away Haneris Halalu, and you should say this Hoida B'Simcha Atzuma, Hoida Atzuma, with great joy and great gratitude. And then you should say Mizmar Lamed of Tehillim, with great patience, Mizmar Shechaneris Vaisa David, and you should be Mechavein in your gratitude when you say this mizmar for the salvation that Hashem brought in the times of Hanukkah. You should say mizmar lamnatzech b'neginois, and says the Yisrael B'Shar Shavoida, you should extend your shirim and piyutim up to at least a half hour. Again, is that halacha? No, absolutely not. It's not halacha. It's a saintly practice.
There's a whole bunch of fillers right after you light it.
Now,
it takes me half hour to say it.
One second. I'm giving this share, so I'm going to tell you what it says in my sefer, okay? So, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the shir, you know, what other piyutim could you sing? Now, if you got the Alakad Meir Aneni Sefer in English, now in the Lashon Kodesh one, all we have is one piyut. We have the piyut of Rav Masud Abichatzera. The father of the Baba Sali wrote a piyut on Rav Meir Balanes. And my friend Rav Moshe Morgenstern even composed a niggun. How does it go? This, you do this one, that takes about a good 7 minutes, okay? And now you could get the Sefer. If you get the Sefer, you get the piyut of Rav Masud Abichatzera. But in the English one, you also have the piyut of the Baba Sali. The Baba Sali wrote a piyut for Rav Meir. And my friend also composed a tune for that. There's even a QR code. You scan it, and you could hear the tune for the Rav Masud Abichatzera. You do these, it's going to get you the half hour mark, you know? You do, okay. In any event, the Aderas, Rabbi Yehu David Rabinowitz Teumim. The Aderas was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, and he wrote an autobiography. And in his autobiography, he says, Mitzvahs, Neirois, Chanukah, Hoysa, Chaviva, Alai, Ad Ma'od. The mitzvah of lighting the menorah was very dear to me. Velule Sichas Habriois. If not for the fact that people would be talking about me, I would be mahader, that the halakha would take a very, very long time. And I would enjoy, I would delight, Leishe B'chedesh, when I would sit in the room where the neighbors were, to look at them, Ulestak Elbahem, to gaze at them, B'chorega, V'loi halachti me'oise echeder, I wouldn't leave the room, unless I had extenuating circumstances that Tzibur needed me. And even when the Tzibur needed me, I made sure to sit within eye shot of the menorah in order to be able to glance at them whenever I had the opportunity. So even though halachically, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, and you're yotze the mitzvah by lighting, there is considered a very beautiful part of the mitzvah is to look at the neiros. According to the Shev Yaakov, it's part of the mitzvah to look at the neiros for 30 minutes. According to the Chavos Yair, it's part of the mitzvah. According to Yisoid B'Shar Shavoidah, it's appropriate, but it's considered a very important part of lighting the menorah is to also appreciate gazing at the neiros of Chanukah. The Sfas Emes brings that looking at the neiros of Chanukah is a skula for zechira, for remembering. Many people have a hard time remembering things, you know? Actually, there was an old couple in Miami Beach. There were two couples. They went out to eat together. And one couple says, you know, last night I went to a very, very good restaurant. Really? What was the name of the restaurant? I can't remember. It has a green stem and red petals. I can't remember. So the guy says, you mean Rose? Yeah. Rose, honey, what was the name of the restaurant? You know that one? Anyway, many people have a hard time remembering. So if you look at the neiros of Chanukah, it's a skula for good memory. However, the Avodas Yisrael of Kuznets, he says that gazing at the neir Chanukah is a tikkun if somebody was poigem in their chush haria. If somebody used their sense of sight improperly, there it's a tikkun for improper histaklos is gazing at the neiros of Chanukah. Now, by the way, just as an aside, there's an interesting question. Is there a mitzvah to look at tzitzis? Is there a mitzvah to look at your tzitzis?
Yes.
Yeah, it says that by the Meraglim. Urisa Moisa is very good. It wasn't a mitzvah for the Meraglim to look at Eretz Yisrael. It also says, you know, Vayar. Okay. Is it a mitzvah to look at your tzitzis?
Yeah.
You paskin, yeah. Yeah?
I look at it when I say Urisa Moisa.
You do?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what I was
saying. You do everything that they tell you?
Rabbi Reisman gives a share, and he says he's supposed to.
So, is there a mitzvah? Is it one of the 613 mitzvahs to look at your tzitzis? Is it one of the tayag mitzvahs? No. Is it a good deed? Is it an inyan? Is it a mitzvah? So interestingly, the Sefer Charedim, Rabbi Eliezer Azkiri is buried in Tzfas. If you want to join us to Tzfas, we'll be going there soon at the end of January. He's the author of Yedid Nefesh of Rahman. He's the author of the Sefer Charedim. He says, looking at tzitzis is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Looking at tzitzis is one of the 613 mitzvahs.
The Rambam...
Who says that? The Smak and the Rashbats. Almost all the Rishonim disagree with that. No. They hold looking at the tzitzis is not a mitzvah. Why? Because the Pasuk says the reason for the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is so that you'll look at it and you remember the mitzvahs. Not that there's any mitzvah to look at the tzitzis. The reason for the, it's the tam of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear it. The mitzvah is not to look at it. However, the Chafetz Chaim writes that the simple reading of the pasuk indicates that whether or not it's a mitzvah, it may not be a mitzvah. Only according to the Sefer Charedim, it's a mitzvah. But whether or not it's a mitzvah, the pasuk indicates that when you look at it, you'll remember the mitzvahs. V'yisem kedoshim alekechem, you'll be holy. That looking at the tzitzis has a positive impact on you, especially if you have an improper thought or you're about to blow your fuse. You know, there's some people, they have a very quick fuse. So the Chafetz Chaim says an Eitzah is, if you're about to get angry, or you're about to have an improper thought, it's worthwhile to look at the tzitzis. So the simple reading, even if it's not a mitzvah, but the pasuk indicates that by looking at it, it will sanctify you. So now let's conclude.
So do you make a bracha if you see somebody else's tzitzis walking down the street?
No, you don't make a bracha if you see your own tzitzis. No, you don't.
You can make it the whole day.
Let's conclude with this. There's a great sefer called the Chesed Li'Avram. Chesed Li'Avram was the great-grandfather of the Chida. The Rabbi Avram Azulai will be visiting him in Chevron on Be'ezus Hashem, the 27th of January. Chesed Li'Avram, Rabbi Avram Azulai.
Chesed Li'Avram is in Chevron?
No, I'm not talking about, not the Skolena Tzedakah. The Chesed Avram is in Chevron. He was the Rav of Chevron. Sure, he's the great-great-grandfather of the Chida. And he wrote a wondrous sefer, it's called Chesed Avram. And he talks about, you know, it says that Hashem swore that the Meraglim, he says, Im yira ish banosh mesaretz, they're not going to see Eretz Yisrael. Why they're not going to see Eretz Yisrael? Just say, they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. No, Hashem says, I swear, they're not going to see Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, Hashem tells Moshe, right when he was about to die, he says, Alei al haravim azeh, ure'eyes haaretz, v'ayarehu Hashem es kol haaretz. Hashem showed Moshe Eretz Yisrael. He said, you'll see it, but you won't go there. Okay, so what value is there in seeing it? So apparently, we see that it has great value to see holy things. The Zohar Kadosh says on the Pasuk, V'yosef yashis yaday aleinecha, that the eyes are the portholes to take in images into the Seichel. And, says the Zohar, if your eyes take in an image, and now this image is in your mind's eye, is in your mind, then whatever the quality of the image is, it will affect your spiritual state. So, for example, if you look at something improper, if somebody looks at something immodest, if someone is mistakel benoshim or ba'arayos, somebody says, what's the big deal? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to act. I'm just going to look. No, once the image is in your mind, it lowers you. It changes your spiritual reality. Once it's in your seichel, it has a reality. It's taking up real estate in your spiritual entity, because that image comes in through the porthole of your eye and then fills up your mind. It's in the Einei HaSeichel. However, if you look at Eretz Yisrael, then the image of Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't go there, you look at it, then that image comes through the porthole of your eyes into your mind, and it sanctifies you. Like Rabbi Abba says in the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim, that Rabbi Abba always looked at the picture of Rabbi Shimon. And by looking at Rabbi Shimon, he had great hasaga. That's why the Navi Yeshaya says, "Vahayu einecha royos esmoirecha." That's why it has. Does it have value? Let's say you have a picture of a big tzaddik hanging on your wall. Does that have value? It's tremendous value. If you see the picture of a tzaddik, then you're taking in his image, and it's affecting you. It's occupying the real estate of your soul. On the other hand, what?
Rebbe saw the back of Remain.
Yeah. Rebbe said, "Hi, de mechadidna mechavroi, because I saw a mayor meachoyre." So it's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu was elevated because he looked at Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Abba was elevated because he took in the image of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Navi Yeshaya says, that's why Chazal say, Chayiv lahakbil pnei rabbi beregel. You're obligated to go greet your Rebbe on Yom Tif. Why? Because since Yom Tif is an elevated time, you have an obligation to go to your Rebbe, look at him, and take in his image on the regel. Why? But what do you mean? I know he's there. I learned from him last year. No. You need to, so to speak, sharpen the image that's occupying the real estate in your mind. What you look at is then painted in your seichel, is painted in your mind, is painted in your brain. Says the Chesed Avram, this is the reason why there's a mitzvah when they lift up the Sefer Torah to see the ksav. I'm not even talking about there's a Kabbalistic practice to go close enough to read the letters. Just to be, now by the way, just, you know, people, they pick up the Sefer Torah. I'm not talking about pointing with the wrong finger. We talked about that. You point with this one, not the pinky. But besides that, you only point when you could see the writing, not the backside of it. You know, the fact that you don't just say V'zois HaTorah because you see the back of the parchment. You have to see the script. You don't have to read the script. You have to see the script. If you don't, you do not say V'zois HaTorah. Otherwise, you're not seeing the Torah. You're seeing the back of the parchment. But he says, for this reason, we're marin the pnei ksava sefer Torah. Because when you look at the Torah, then that image is seared onto your mind, and it enters your soul, and it's in your soul. So you have a kid, say, open up your sefer. I can't read. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether you could read or not. Open it up, look at the words. It has an effect on a person. That's the idea of the Kayach Hara'iya. And this is an aspect of the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. We don't have by any other mitzvah where the Raya makes a bracha. So apparently, when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Menorah, yes, the Talmud of the Rajba says that when you see the Hadlaka Menorah, it's like you're looking at the Makayim where the miracle took place. But there is a special Kayach of Re'iyah. Re'iyah, so to speak, brings into your system the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, and which is one of the reasons why a person has to be on guard.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.